Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
1218, this is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, WGN. White Sox baseball coming up. Joe Brandt will have White Sox pregame coming up. After the 1230 news. Wanted to try to squeeze in some of our A-list interviews here before we wrap things up early today, including last night in Chicago, where Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, honored his friend Jon Favreau with Gene Siskel Film Center's Renaissance Award, sort of a career achievement award. I remember very clearly, just prior to 2008, when before the first Iron Man movie came out, and everybody was talking about Robert Downey Jr. Taking on this role because, as you will remember, Downey had some trouble with the law and some trouble with substance abuse through the years. He was a very high risk. Jon Favreau went to the film studios and assured them that it would be okay, begged them to let him get the actor that he wanted for that role, Robert Downey. Downey has completely turned his life around. And for, in my opinion, it was Jon Favreau really that saved his life, both personally and professionally. Last night, Downey was able to thank him on stage. I talked with them both last night on the red carpet.
You know, I remember talking with both of you before Iron Man came out about what a pivotal time it was in your life and what you went through because you had such faith in Robert for that role.
Now look. Kind of look like a genius. Yeah. Look at that, what, 10, 11 years later? Yeah, so now it's, yeah. I think the Iron Man arc is complete, and he's done us all proud, huh?
Yeah. What was it that you saw, though, that, I mean, like, you really insisted that you needed him?
I ask myself that every day. I don't know what it is.
You know, it's funny, in success, everyone starts rewriting their history. Let's be honest here. I did him a solid. Now.
It's true.
But the other funny thing is, and the reason I'm so glad to be here doing this Gene Siskel thing for the Film Center and giving him the Renaissance Award is because this is kind of like closing a circle for us. So this is my Lion King moment with him, where I get to come back to my gal's hometown. To
where I started.
Where he started. Okay, right. Tonight's going to be memory lane.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
What was it that John has contributed to you? I mean, this award that he's getting here tonight is... for his body of work is obvious. Yeah. To you.
I'm all over his body of work. Why do you think I'm here?
Yeah.
No, he is the single central empowerment figure in my life creatively.
Thank you. Thank you.
Male.
And this is my...
And then the missus.
And of course the wives.
Yeah.
So, we're also, we click and we enjoy each other's work more. I think I'm the president of the Robert Downey Fan Club. I love his work when we work together. I love his work even more when we don't, because I appreciate it more from a distance. But I'm really happy he came here to do this tonight. It's a special night to be in Chicago with us, and it's even more special that a guy like this who's got... A very busy life makes the time to come out here and be part of this.
It's great to see you.
Gentlemen. Yeah.
So there is Robert Downey Jr. and Jon Favreau a little bit on the red carpet last night at the Four Seasons Hotel. I'll show it to you, but have more on the WGN TV morning news tomorrow morning. I got to tell you a little something. When the movie Jungle Book came out that Jon Favreau directed, we had a fantastic interview. Many, many times that I've interviewed Jon Favreau. But we had a wonderful interview, and I was getting ready to leave. He goes, wait a minute, I want to give you something. And Favreau sends his assistant out to get it's a commemorative coin that Jon Favreau has made when he makes a movie that he gives out to his actors and to his key technical people on the movie as a souvenir of making that movie. And he gave me one of those commemorative coins for Jungle Book. It's the logo of Jungle Book on one side. On the back, it says director. And he said, I want you to have that. We've had so many nice interviews, which I so appreciated. Last night on the red carpet, I brought the Jungle Book commemorative coin with me. And I showed John, I said, I just want you to know that I've got this on my desk every day. I see it every single day. And it just reminds me
of what a nice relationship that we've had with these interviews. And he goes, oh, well, wait a minute. He reaches in his pocket and he has another commemorative coin for his movie The Lion King, which isn't even out yet. And he hands me the coin. He goes, I want you to have this. You're one of the first to have this. So last night I got another commemorative coin from Favreau as well. He is just one of the nicest guys that there is. Part of the evening last night at the Four Seasons was John talking about his career, and we've got a little of that for you now.
I started off in Chicago. That scene just follows improv rules, which is heighten and transform. What's the game in the scene? Heighten that game until it transforms into something else. So it just made it more and more ridiculous, like you would do if you were improvising it on stage, and then it turned into him breaking up and living a whole relationship without ever talking to somebody. And then the transformation is that she picks up the phone and it moves you to the next plot point. So honestly, I'm not just saying it because I'm in Chicago, but I chose to move here from New York when I wanted to start pursuing a career in acting. And I had passed through town going cross country. I saw a set over at Second City. I saw the list of names on the wall, all my heroes. I didn't realize that there was one place they all came from. You know, it all comes back from that. And I have to say that a lot of it is because Chicago serves as a real incubator for creativity, because you have an incredibly supportive arts community that takes a lot of pride in the people who come from here. And so if you have a show that gets decent reviews, that show could run as long as you want to run it. You'll sell that theater out because people will come check it out. And it's a small enough town that there's enough overlap between... I spent the whole day at the Art Institute. And that's, yes, this is part of this too. And that overlapped with the Goodman, and that overlapped with Second City, and overlapped with Steppenwolf. And so you had this really vibrant community. You could live here. You could afford to live here with a job that you were doing, you know, waiting tables or whatever, bartending like I was doing. And it also gave you the skill set, and you got to fail a lot. And we don't really...
That's right.
We don't give people permission to fail right now who are coming up.
So there's Jon Favreau from last night at the Renaissance Award Gala that was at the Four Seasons Hotel. Robert Downey Jr. interviewed Favreau, talking about his career, and these guys are old, very close and personal friends. We'll have much more on it tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. One more quick break, and we'll get ready for White Sox pregame next WGN.